Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, March the 3rd, first Friday in the month of March. 3-3-23. How about that date? 15 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great morning here on WGH Talk. Now, coming up next hour, we will have Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 9:15 until 10 a.m., and then I will be on today from 10:15 until 1 in the afternoon, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff to give away. Marion trivia, I know how everybody enjoys that, in regard to the history of Marion. Now, starting off the morning this morning, we are certainly going to talk about an event that is historic here in Marion for the last 64 years. How about that? 2023, the Marion Noon Kiwanis will celebrate the 64th annual Pancake Day, which is coming up on Saturday, March 11th, right around the corner, 8 days away from now, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tri Rivers. And we're joined by some representatives of this group this morning. Gareth Higgins is in with us. Gareth, who's with you this morning? Who joined you here?
Christy Neff, our president.
Christy, thank you for coming in today.
Good morning.
Now, 64 years, how many events go that long? This is great.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unfortunately, we did miss a year because of COVID. But now, when COVID was out in 2020, we had our Pancake Day celebration, and then 1 week later, everything was shut down. So we got 2020 in, but 2021 we missed. That's unfortunate. Maybe in a few years, we'll even not say anything about it. And so, but it's been going on since then. Started out at Marion Harding High School, now Grant Middle School, and was there for years, and the lines were extremely long, but people come out, like you say, it's a community event.
How many people in that amount of time, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., do you estimate come through the pancake breakfast?
Normally, it's busiest about 10 o'clock or so. And then from 10 to noon, there's a line there, but the line moves quickly. We'll serve about 1,500 people. That's a lot of pancakes and a lot of coffee.
Now, how do you prepare for an event like this that's basically pretty much all you can eat?
Yeah, we pray.
Yeah. And I said, boy, there must be a lot of food in there.
There is a lot of food. It's a neat thing that we have a lot of great sponsors in the that help us out. Manel, or I think it's Pillsbury, but I'm not sure what it is. They furnish the pancake batter. Oh. And we start mixing it about 6:30. And so they start there. The coffee, part of it's being donated by Panera Bread this morning, or today, this weekend, coming weekend, it's 2 weeks away. It's near Wyandotte. Oil is being furnished. Wyandotte's furnishing the oil for our grills, which we have four grills going. And so, and they go all the time. We never stop until late in the day. We have Myers furnishing all the syrup. And they've been great to us over the years, and it's a community event. Tri Rivers is amazing because it's a great location, and as I say, there's great parking, no problem getting in, and just people have a good time.
Now, how many people would you say it takes to put this on?
We're guessing, not guessing, we know, it takes at least 80 people. We go, we start about 6:30, actually the Traverse starts about 5:30, but we start the day before setting it up. That takes about 10 people, just to get things ready. And then we start, at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, Saturday morning. and our volunteers are there. They're in the kitchen, they're in the dining room. Most people don't know it. I don't know if I should say much about it, but the little cafeteria that is at Tri-Rivers, that's open by Altrusa runs it for us. And so we furnish the pancakes, and they run the serving.
That's a great thing. So this is one of those events, because of the donations in regard to the pancakes and the people who help being volunteers, there's no overhead involved in this, it sounds like, which is great.
Well, we do buy the milk and we buy the sausage.
Okay.
So those are things that we do, and we have a pretty good budget for the different things like the cups, the juice, the things like that, the silverware. We have that, but it's not that much really for what we get out of it. It's a huge event, Christy. You could relate on how big this event is money-wise, if you.
Well, for us, this is one of our main fundraisers for the year. And as many of you may know, we are geared towards helping children. Kiwanis is an international organization. And here locally, we support as many organizations that are in support of children as we possibly can. So this pancake breakfast stays in Marion. Those funds stay in Marion, and we like to help those organizations that are helping the community.
Now, what would be an example of an organization that gets help from Kiwanis?
One of our favorite organizations is Sense for Shoes. We work with Robin Rick, and she has been doing this for over 20 years to provide shoes to those children in the community that are in need. She partners with local people in the area to collect funds, and so that has become one that's near and dear to our heart because we see how it impacts children directly.
When we talk about Pancake Day, I know a lot of preparation goes into it, getting ready for that day, but the bulk of the event, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 1 p.m. That day, or 2 p.m., excuse me, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. that day, how much money would you say is raised? I know it's different every year. Typically, what would the ballpark in that day?
12,000 to 15,000 net. Probably 7.
That's
eight,
great.
And somewhere in that range.
You know, I can't think of another event going on in Marion that would have that kind of reach in that amount of time. That's a great, great day.
Yep. And it's the reason I joined Kiwanis. And
me too.
the pancake, because I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the people. You see, like you said a while ago, friends. You meet people you see, and you sit down, and you talk with them, you have fun with them, and you eat. You can't beat that.
Well, one of the things that always gives me, surprises me in a great way about this, like last year, last Christmas, we lost the Civitan Club here in Marion. They disbanded after so many years, and I was talking to somebody from the Civitan Club, and I said, was it a fundraising thing? I mean, what caused the end to that? Because they'd been around forever here in Marion. They said no volunteers. That was the problem. Membership. No membership. How has Kiwanis been able to keep the volunteers and keep the membership up here locally?
Well, for us, we've definitely seen a decline since COVID. Everyone kind of, you know, was in their own spaces for safety purposes, we understand. And now what we've done, we've changed our meeting times to the first and third Thursdays of every month. And that is from 11:30 to 1. And we're very grateful we meet at the Women's Club home. So we have a home to meet regularly. We do take field trips, so we're out and about. Our membership has declined, but I will say that it's now starting to come back. We were encouraging our members to invite more people to come, and we're seeing some new faces, so we're really encouraged, and that's one of the things we'd like to talk about at the Pancake Breakfast, is to encourage people to join us. We are an active, action-oriented group. We have a great time at our meetings, and we enjoy being together and also being in service of the community.
Now, if somebody listening would like to join Kiwanis, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, we actually have an email address that's a great way to connect, so we can connect with people quickly. It's info@marionnoonkiwanis.com, or you can reach out to a fellow Kiwanian. They're in your community. You can always speak to people as you're out and about. Talk to us at the Pancake Breakfast when you, of course, will come out and see us. And we're happy to engage with you and give you more information on how you can be a part of the organization.
Now, if somebody were to come up to you and say, what does Kiwanis do 12 months of the year, and how is it operated, what would you say?
Well, the service organization is the main way to say it. We benefit children mostly in the area. I can't say it's only in the area, but mostly in the counties surrounding us. Scholarships, exploratorium. We benefit several things. The Boys and Girls Club, the Goodwill Industries, the Junior Service Guild. And as I said, we have scholarships, $4,000 a year go to scholarships, and that's tremendous. And so we benefit the community that way. Our hands-on project, it would be nice if we had a little bit more hands-on, but we have a good group of people that work hard at what we do. We have a great board.
Mm-hmm.
The board goes to, and if you have a need, especially with children, we have a grant application on our website. So go to that grant application and fill it out, and it goes before our board, which meets once a month, and we decide how to divvy up this money that we raise during the year. And so that's some of the things we do.
Now, is there a meaning behind the word Kiwanis?
Yeah, I guess so. And to spell Kiwanis, I had trouble spelling the word for years. It's K-I-W-A-N-I-S. My understanding is that it's Indian. Kiwanis originated about the early 1900s up around Detroit. And what the Kiwanis means is we trade, or I've even heard it said we dance. To me, they kind of go together. We trade and dance, we celebrate, we have fun together, and we benefit each other. And that's what I believe Kiwanis means. I don't know if that's true.
Well, it sounds good.
But it sounds sure good. Sounds good.
It does sound good.
And so I went with it. Once I heard that, I said, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, but works for me. 64 years here in Marion. Do we know how it got started here? Why a pancake breakfast?
Oh, it's always been a moneymaker. As I say, it started at the old high school. And a great story, the very first Kiwanis pancake breakfast we had was visited by Aunt Jemima herself, the real Aunt Jemima.
I've heard that story.
And that's a great thing, and it just took off from there, and has been going strong ever since.
So the people 64 years ago who were a member of Kiwanis who helped get the first one going, I mean, they really put some effort into it, because if people don't know, the national Aunt Jemima character, the lady who was portraying that character, I mean, she was a national celebrity at the time.
She was. She was.
So to have her here, that would draw people in and of itself. And this is the days before internet, days before television is really up and running in a big way. You know, this is early on.
Right. It's in the late 60s, if I recall. I haven't done my math, but that seems to be about where it's at.
You know, there's an interesting, I did not know this, and I'm looking at the what will be the placemat here. Now, there's a tie between the Marion Noon Kiwanis, and of course, we're big here because WGH stands for Warren G. Harding, and I think we're all interested in Harding here in Marion. There's a tie between the Noon Kiwanis and President Harding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a member back in, the Marion Noon Kiwanis is one of the older clubs in the entire organization. It started in Detroit, went to Cleveland, and in Delaware, Ohio, and then from Delaware, they sponsored us. And so in 1921, I believe, Kiwanis originated in 1919. So we were really close to the inception.
You know, and what's interesting about this is, 1921, Warren Harding would have been president. because he was elected in 1920, so he would have taken office in January of 21, and it says he was at the first meeting.
Yes.
Of the Marion Group.
Yes.
Not bad when a president shows up at the first meeting of your group.
This is true.
Yeah. So this is a group that goes back, 102 years at this particular point. When we look at the people who sponsor this event, Manel, Ohio Health, Panera Bread, Meyer, Zucker & Associates, A1 Printing, Tri Rivers, are these people who come back year and year again?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They become devoted people to the to the cause. What do you think it is about the event that keeps people coming back? Not only sponsors, but also the people who attend every year. As I say, you see everybody you know there.
Well, I think one of the big draws is community. Everyone is looking to support the community. They know who we are. They know that we are the monies that are spent on this breakfast are going to benefit those in the community. We have great entertainment. Dennis Schwartz, our board member, has been working very hard on the entertainment. We have a great variety. The Marionaires will be there. The Martha Dallas Dancers will be there. We have a group from Elgin that is a drumming group that's going to be there. We just have a great variety. And so as you come and eat pancakes, you meet your neighbor, you greet your neighbor, and you also get to enjoy some great entertainment while serving in the community and for a good purpose.
And Tri Rivers, as we have talked about, is a great facility.
It is.
Handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. If you have a disability, parking not too far from the door, it's a great place to have the event. So, again, this event is going to take place Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Tri Rivers Career Center right here in Marion. And it's all the pancakes you can eat, local entertainment, $7 for adults, kids 4 years and under, eat free. Now, you can get tickets beforehand, but you can also get them at the door. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can come that morning for $7 for adults and, of course, kids 4 and under, eat free. That's a nice thing that kids 4 and under, eat free.
It is. We think that we encourage families to come, and sometimes it's expensive to go out to eat. So they know that they can bring the whole family, they can fill up on pancakes, and maybe that's breakfast / lunch for the day. And our visitors, actually, if you want to get tickets ahead of time and save that dollar per ticket, you can actually contact a Kiwanis member, Altrusa member, Tri Rivers Career Center will also have the tickets, and also the Habitat Marion Restore. So we encourage you to visit those locations, get your tickets early so you're ready to go as you come to the door.
Now, Altrusa has been a great group here in Marion for a long time as well. How did that pairing come about for Pancake Day with Kiwanis and Altrusa?
Altrusa, actually, we know that they are a great service organization in this area. They support Marion RX. They are Dress for Success. They just gradually worked because we have many of the same interests. We encourage them to be a part of this, and this group of ladies is hardworking, and we've just gradually came together. I believe it's been I think we're going on over 10 years with them. They have a raffle basket that they have at the event, and we encourage everyone to, you know, put their dollar in for the raffle basket, and then that is benefiting that organization. And that kind of a pairing is definitely genuine, and we enjoy that.
We talked about the money that is made on this day. How many pancakes do you think you go through?
Oh, my goodness.
I have said about 10,000.
No.
I have a tendency to exaggerate at times, but if you stop and figure that we serve 1,500 people, five pancakes, and then they sit there and eat. So you could, if you average six, what is that? Six times 1,500 would be 8,000.
Yeah. Well, when you think about that, an all-you-can-eat dinner, sometimes that can be dangerous because people do like to eat.
We had a contest a few years ago, all-you-can-eat pancakes, with, of course, young people, young guys, decide they're going to give it a try. And I remember, and I could be wrong on this, but I remember 18 pancakes, which is a lot of pancakes. But we'll never do that again.
Never again.
Because these kids almost were throwing up when they were finishing up. And I was praying, please don't throw up. Please don't throw up. Not in the middle of a pancake day. And so we're not going to do that again.
Well, and I can attest to this, as I was saying before we went on the air, for about 10 years I did the announcing for the Martha Dowse Group when they were at Pancake Day. It's good to hear that they're still doing Pancake Day. And the smell when you walk in is so good. I have had these pancakes, and these are not like fast food pancakes.
No.
These are good, fluffy, filling pancakes. And I don't know how people eat more than three or four, because they're filling.
Oh, yeah. And they're decent size. We don't make them small.
No, not at all.
They're about that big.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pancake size. They're pancake size. Now, they're as we said earlier, the sausage is available as well. A lot of people like that. And one thing I always appreciated, now, I'm not a diabetic, but I know a lot of diabetics. There is syrup available, but also sugar-free syrup available to those who would need that.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, as far as beverages, what is available that day?
Well, the main thing is the coffee, and that is an endless pot of coffee. And Panera has been wonderful. They're going to donate the first 300 cups. Now, when you stop and think about it, I'm figuring about 1,500 cups is what we're going to need. That's a lot of coffee. We have milk, chocolate, and vanilla.
Yes.
And if you know, for some reason, the chocolate has been a very big hit in the past, and then juice.
And then we have orange juice, yes.
And water if you want it, but we don't really push the water that much, but it's there.
So there's a variety.
Yeah.
Now, what time do things start get going that morning as far as what, you said about a half hour before the pancakes start to be prepared? Is that right?
We start about 6:30.
6:30.
Things around, and I'm there by 6:15. And
but we don't start the pancakes until right at 7.
Oh, right at 7. So they're fresh.
They're fresh. Coming out fresh. And you can. And what's nice about what we do, you come through the line and you watch us flip those pancakes, so you know they're freshly made, and it's enjoyable to see who's at the grill. And we invite volunteers to come, and many of our volunteers that are going to serve throughout the day, we'll put them at the grill so they can have some fun too.
Well, it's interesting because for people who haven't been, kind of walk them through what happens when they come in the door, because there's a process to what goes on that day.
Okay. The what happens is you'll come in and you'll see Jean Obenauer at a table, and she's selling tickets. You can also come in through the door with your ticket to a table and hand your ticket to the person if you've pre-bought that then. Actually, it's not where it begins, but that's where it'll end, is right there. Then you'll come through a set of doors, and you'll see two grills going right there with people on the grill flipping 18 pancakes each time. And so there's plates right there. We put the sausage on the plate. You pick up your own plastic silverware. Three pancakes are put on the plate for you. We hand it to you. You go out in anywhere into the dining room then, and we keep it pretty clean, don't we?
We do, and we have volunteers that can kind of guide you to places to sit. If you have a large family or group that's coming in at one time, we have great volunteers. We have FFA groups that are going to be there. We have Key Club members, which is actually a part of Kiwanis that is the high school level, Kiwanians. So they'll be there to kind of guide and direct, and you pick your seat, and we'll help you and even clean up after for you.
You know, that's very interesting because, as I was saying before we went on the air, and people know who listen, I work at Harding a portion of the day, and a lot of times I run into the Key Club there. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that Key Club is... what is the connection there between Key Club and Kiwanis?
Well, Key Club is a great organization. Kelly Garrett is our... the instructor that works with the kids there, to give them that understanding of leadership and guidance and what Kiwanis means. And so hopefully those kids, as they're serving in the community and volunteer opportunities, they will come as adults and stay within Marion and hopefully join Kiwanis as a regular club member.
Now, the FFA, what is their involvement with Kiwanis?
They've just been regular volunteers with us. They have been... they're a service organization as well, with everyone being organized with FFA and when they serve. So they volunteer every year to come and be with us, so we really appreciate that. And we get to meet them. We engage with them. They meet community members. So that's why it's great to have our youth be a part of this, so that they can see who is in their community. It's not just in their own home and within their own school. They get to have a great experience with those in the community.
You know, it's interesting, because all the years that I was going and have been going, it is nice to see the young kids out there participating and helping in the event. They seem to have a great time.
We do. We definitely have to keep them busy rather than bored. That is the biggest task. So Cindy Benz and Gareth both are our volunteer coordinators, so they've been working really hard on scheduling people to come in to help. So we're always... more people are welcome, so if they want to get in touch with us, we can definitely put them on the schedule. So we won't want to have too many volunteers at just one time, so we try to spread everybody out so we can help those that come to visit us.
I tell you, it's a tradition here in Marion, the Marion Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day, coming up next Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center. All the pancakes you can eat. Hey, can't go wrong there. Local entertainment, $7 for adults. Kids 4 years and under eat for free. Save $1 on tickets if you purchase your tickets early from a Kiwanis member, Altrusa member, or at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, and it is a tradition 64 years going strong. Gareth, anything you want to make a point to say here?
I do want to make a point, because Christy was mentioning the youth and the young people. We get to meet some of the greatest young people you can imagine.
We do.
It's kind of a bad rap. Matter of fact, I'm not sure of this, but I think this might be considered to be one of the greatest generations coming up. And the young people that we meet and work with us, you can see it. And they're so busy. If you want someone to help you, get someone that's very busy, because they get right in and do things.
And they have a great time doing it, too.
The Public Safety Cadets is something new that's being started by the Marion County Sheriff's Department. Deputy Corey Collins will be there all day with several cadets that will be guiding people, helping with security. It's something you do have to think about in today's world. We're just happy to have them help us out. And they jump in. They want to. We get calls. We don't have to go out and recruit. People call and say, can I help? Just like you.
Yeah.
You said you'd like to flip some pancakes or guide people through. That's great. We'll have you. And so definitely, if you want to help, get with one of us and we'll put you to work.
Well, and it's an interesting thing, because I'm glad you said that about the young people, these kids who are, you know, between 16 and 25 at this point. They do get a bad reputation, I think, sometimes. If you're not around them constantly, you think that, I don't know, they're playing video games or something. They are determined, active kids, and they are hard workers.
Yes, very much so.
Now, what changes has Pancake Day taken over the years? Obviously, different locations. Is it essentially the same event that it was 64 years ago?
I would say so. I don't think it's changed all that much. As a matter of fact, it runs like clockwork. You almost don't have to do much of anything, because it's already, or planning-wise, because it's already set up with things we've done in the past. And that doesn't say that we always do things exactly the same way, but it runs like clockwork.
It runs well. We have very active members, and so that is one of the great parts of Marion Noon Kiwanis, is that our board is extremely active. Ellen Messenger is in charge of all of our media and all of our information that we get out to the public, so she's wonderful at that. Gary Butler is in charge of our stock, getting all of the items that we need for inventory and arranging to get it where it needs to be. We have several board members that are just involved. Jean Obenauer is our treasurer, and we give her some praise, because she's the one that's collecting all the funds and making sure that we're all on track with what we need. So we just have some wonderful people that are involved with Kiwanis, and so when we put out that call to our members that we need help, they're there. and they know that this is our main fundraiser and looking to support all the organizations that we support in our sponsorship. So we're just really pleased to have everybody involved, so we encourage new members to come and visit us. If you have any questions, we're at marynoonkiwanis.com, and we also have the email again, which is the info@marynoonkiwanis.com. We just encourage you to reach out and be a part of us.
Now, we have about 15 minutes left this morning and want to discuss some other things here, but do want to remind you again that the Marian Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Tri Rivers Career Center. $7 for adults, but you get $1 off if you purchase a ticket early from a Kiwanis member, Altrosa member, or at Tri Rivers Career Center. Now, what's it like back in the kitchen? I know I understand it runs well, but boy, this would seem like a hot, congested place to be during this event.
I wouldn't call it hot, but since we do know what we're doing, and the grills are pretty good size, and they are hot, you have to be kind of careful with it. The oil gets quite hot, and we don't allow the people out to get close to those grills, but when you come in the door, the grills are about 3 or 4 feet away from you. You can see them, and you're separated from them by a glass partition. Well, not glass, a plexiglass partition. But the grills are right there, and you can see them, everything going on. We have several things happening. We start with getting the sausage prepared, the batter mixed. I have a gentleman that helps me out with my rainbow sweeper business. He loves his rainbow, but he loves to help. He comes in and he will start making batter about 6:30 in the morning or so, and he does not stop all day long. And you got to look at these boxes of batter mix. They come six boxes to a case, and you open the box up, dump it in. Add the water, because all you have to do is add water to this.
Hmm.
It's great stuff. And you start the mixer, and then you'll hear, out of batter, and we refill it right then. We never stop. The coffee is made continuously. As I say, Panera Bread's going to furnish 300 cups. That gets us started. So we're going to be brewing coffee all the time. The sausage is in oven-like things there at Tri Rivers. It's being heated up and made kind of crispy looking. And people love the sausage. We cannot give a whole lot of extra sausage because we'd run out. Then the milk and things are in Tri Rivers coolers. We get that out and we furnish it right there. When you first come in, you choose what you want. Orange juice and things like that. You can have as much as you want. Why not? And so...
What's the trick? Because I would imagine making so many pancakes over a period of time and doing it in a fairly efficient fashion, what's the trick to making a good pancake?
It's getting the same amount every time. We have dispensers. All you do is we fill it up with batter, and you hold it above the grill, and you press a plunger, and the exact amount comes out every time. That's why you can say that it's 18 pancakes every time, because it's click, 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 click. The worst thing about it is you start getting sort of a blister on your hands because you're doing that all day long. 18 times, you flip them when they get little bubbles in them, and then you flip them over, it's perfect. And people will sit there and watch, and people just amazed watching us flip those pancakes. We have another grill in the back that's going to get the refills that we send out into the dining room. Then we also have another grill going in the back that belongs to Tri Rivers that furnishes the pancakes for the cafeteria. That's in there. Would you call that a cafeteria? Is it a dining room?
It's the dining room that Altrusa mans. So I'm not.
And
sure
if you're handicapped, if you're handicapped and you can't stand for any length of time, now I almost hesitate saying this. You can go into that little dining room, and they will wait on you. You sit at the table. You don't have to stand any time. You just go in there, sit down, and Altrusa will come and serve you pancakes. What a great thing.
Being around so many people, volunteers, and doing this for several years, have there ever been any funny events or interesting things that have happened on Pancake Morning back in the kitchen?
Oh, back in the kitchen? The health department scared us one year by saying, you don't have your permit.
Oh.
That was the morning that we were starting, and so we had to scramble a little bit at that time to get things around. But yeah, but the funniest event was probably the pancake eating contest. As I said, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
And so, do you have any members?
I'll just say that when we're in the back and cooking in the back, and everybody has a good time, you're kind of dodging each other as you're trying to get to things and refill. And so I've never had anybody with a cross word. We just kind of go with the flow. We know that everybody's busy. And what's great, too, is all the volunteers that are in the kitchen, a lot of them have done it previous years. So if we have new volunteers that come in, they just kind of, you know, they become a sidekick and say, follow me and get it done. So it's just kind of a fun time. We goof around a little bit as we're making those pancakes, and we just enjoy engaging with people as they come in too. And like we've talked about, the grill, we get different people on the grill, and so they have a good time as we get a lot of smiles. And I think we've tried to make different shapes sometimes on the grill. That doesn't work well, so we stick with the tried and true 18 on the grill. So
the rest of the year, what is it like to be a Kiwanis member? Well, what do you do? How often are the meetings? Every twice a month, you said?
Yes, it used to be weekly, and due to COVID, we had adjusted. And so when we spoke to our members, the consensus was that they liked it every other week. So we went to first and third Thursdays of every month. And it starts at 11:30. We have a catered lunch that we have. And from 11:30 to 12, everyone eats their lunch, and we enjoyed talking and getting to, you know, visit with each other. About noon, we start the meeting, and we go through the business of the day. We do our pledge, we do our invocation, and then what we've been doing lately is we sing our pancake song. So generally, we
no,
sing a
we're
song.
No, we're not going to sing that.
There's a pancake. I didn't realize there was a pancake song.
There is. Oh my! I shouldn't have brought it up.
You shouldn't say that.
Now, how did the pancake song come about?
Oh my goodness! Oh, do you know that one, Gareth? I don't.
One of our members actually composed it, and the words and the tune, I'm not sure. It's pancakes, pancakes,
yada yada, jing jing jing.
It's kind of silly like that right there. But we do sing that, and they put that together, and the Marinaires.
They are going to
sing
that.
Oh,
they're
in harmony.
Their own version. Yes.
So their own version, they put something together, and we're excited. They do a good job with that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be very well. That's entertainment right there in and of itself. Now, from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m., what would you say is the busy time? I think sometimes probably are busier than others.
Right about 9 to 10 o'clock is when it gets very busy. I think that's when everybody's waking up. It's a Saturday morning, and they just know that they can come in any time during that 7 to 2. So we say, I would say probably about 9 o'clock it gets very busy. And that's maybe when you might encounter a line. So if you buy your tickets ahead of time, we do have a separate line for those that have purchased their tickets already. But that's when we have the most volunteers, because we plan for that, and we just enjoy it. So anytime they want to come is good for us.
What was interesting to me, about 10 or 11 years ago, as I said, I was doing the announcing for Martha Dowse, and it was Pancake Day, and a horrible snowstorm had hit the night before. And into that, I mean, it was snowing that morning as I was getting ready to go over there, and I thought, oh, man, you know, this is not going to be good for anybody, because it was not a light snow. It was a heavy snow. And I pulled up there, and here were cars everywhere, people trying to get people up to the door so they could get in. Do you remember that day?
Yes,
I mean,
I did.
My goodness. It didn't deter anybody, though.
No, and I remember what you're talking about. I've been a Kiwanian since 1997, and so I've been through quite a few pancake days. But that was pretty good. We should not have the snow this time. I don't think so. We're a little bit later than what we normally would do it. We normally had them in late February. It's changed now to the second week in March. And I think it's probably going to stay that way.
Now, was there any reason for the move to March?
I think scheduling. We were definitely wanting to work with Tri Rivers, and we were looking. We partner with them at, for the location, so that was it. Was part of scheduling, and also weather was a factor. We thought the later that we go, but we also want to be. We look at many other community organizations that are having events, and we don't want to supersede something that someone else is doing. So, but we think March is actually a pretty good month. We've had good luck with weather. I think that's been our main factor for changing it to that time.
Now, as time goes on, how do we keep people interested in service groups? It's tough for a lot of groups.
Very good question. We've tried, and like we were speaking about our meetings. For instance, our meetings after everyone has lunch and after we sing our song, we have a program typically where we invite people to come and speak about organizations, events, things that are happening in our community. So it's educating us as members as to what's out there, and also how we could possibly serve. So I think that communication, that networking, is getting us to understand more about who and what is happening in our community. So with Kiwanis, I mean, that is a great way to engage, to understand, to learn about things. So, and we have a good time doing it. We have a what we call happy dollars before our speaker comes in, and that's one of my favorite points, or one of our favorite times is members, you toss up a dollar in your hand, and we walk around, and that's a time to share. So you talk about family events, something that's happening with your job. I work for Habitat for Humanity, so a lot of times if I'm discouraged, I'll come in and say, you know, hey, I put a roof on a house today, so that's something I can share. And then my fellow members understand what I'm working on and maybe how they could serve with me. We have several Marion Tech, Mike Stuckey, a lot of times we'll talk about things happening at Marion Tech, and that gives us a good way to connect with each other. And I think that encourages people to say, okay, maybe if I've got some time and I want to be a part of a group that's willing to, you know, welcome you in and just be service-oriented, that's a great way to connect with people.
Gareth, what brought you to Kiwanis?
Well, as I said, it was the pancake day.
It was the pancake day itself.
That was the thing right there. I worked at Commercial Savings Bank, and I had a choice between being in Rotary or Kiwanis. I said, they want me part of an organization. Well, that was easy. Kiwanis was more in my personality instead of Rotary. There is a saying that Rotarians own the town, Kiwanis runs the town. And so that's basically what we've seen in the past. We've had the mayors, we've had different attorneys with us, but they're working people. And it's not real expensive to be part of our organization. I think it's just a little over $100 a year for international dues and things like that. And then the meals will cost you something each time you come. And so it's not very expensive to be a part of our group. And so...
And I will say, we do connect well with Rotarians because I am a Rotarian as well as a Kiwanian. So I will say, both groups are so service-oriented, and they have their great features with both of them and how they serve the community. So I think either organization is pretty good, right?
Get involved.
It sounded like I was putting Rotarians
down. No, you're not. I'm just harassing you.
I wasn't, but... I know. Any service organization, like the Altruisa, organizations like that right there, the programs that are involved in the 4-H, you've got to be involved as a person to give yourself purpose and a direction in the community. And you know, you talk to a lot of people, and one of the main things that they have is they're involved. Which keeps you Yeah, I wouldn't say
keeps
young.
You humble.
Humble.
Yeah. I would say humble is a good word, because when you serve somebody and you are in service of another organization or group or anyone that you come across, I think that's part of us being humble, understanding, and empathetic to each other.
You know, I think a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I spoke to the Kiwanis group, and I found that to be, you speak to a lot of groups, and not that some are better than others, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was very interesting because I learned a lot by being at that meeting and seeing what goes on, because a lot of times you really don't know, if you're not a member of an organization, what they do. So that I found it fascinating. And this is really, it's history, 64 years, you have to call it history. Mary and Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, March the 11th, next Saturday, 8 days away, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tri Rivers. And I do want to say that the Kiwanis group will be back with us next Friday, day before. Boy, that'll be a touch time, 24 hours before the event, 8:15 until 9 a.m. next Friday. And during the week, they have very kindly given us some tickets that we will be giving away here over the next week on the air. So stay tuned for that. Again, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tri Rivers Career Center, all-you-can-eat pancakes, local entertainment, $7 for adults, kids 4 years and under, eat for free. Save $1 off a ticket if you purchase it from a Kiwanis member, Altrusa member, or at the Tri Rivers Career Center. It is a Marian tradition. Anything for today?
We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Because there's always a voice in the community that has to get, you kind of talk about it, things that are going on, and we appreciate you doing that.
Well, I appreciate you both being here, and again, we'll talk again next Friday. Gareth Higgins and Christy Neff from Marian Noon Kiwanis. Pancake Day in 8 days, and I'll be back in 15 minutes after news and weather.
You're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee. And I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life.